Jonas Adu enters the transfer portal. He's not the first fall. Should Tennessee be concerned? Should Tennessee fans be concerned? As a matter of fact, somebody texted me this morning and said, are we going to have any players left to play basketball? And I said, I don't know if you will or not, but right now Tennessee's had the portal be the topic of conversation. And I guess I was surprised by some, not surprised by others. What do you make of the rundown to this point, Caleb?
Well, we've spoken about Awaka, DeLeon. So DeLeon and DJ Jefferson, Freddie DeLeon and DJ Jefferson were expected because I know that they love Cameron Carr. Toby Awaka was shocking, but it did seem a little more like Rick Barnes was going to play a little small ball and just Awaka didn't fit. Jonas Adu shocked the heck out of me. And I thought this makes no sense. Barnes was the one defending Adu after he played so poorly against Purdue earlier in the year. And he's been constantly saying Jonas Adu is going to be one of his great development projects of all time, and it's going to be incredible. This isn't a guy that Barnes nudged into the portal. He willingly went.
And no, but I'm going to say this. And you gave me a weird look when I think we were doing a post-game show after an NCAA tournament. When I said that, it was after the Purdue game. I said that may just be what Adu is. So I don't think he was nudged in the tournament. But I think that performance was a 2x4 on the camel's back of, hey, is this guy tough enough to play SEC basketball, in particular for a coach that's so demanding as Rick Barnes? And I think both parties, Barnes and Adu, got their answer that night. So I don't think he was nudged out, but I think both people came to a meeting of the minds that may not be the end-all be-all that they wanted it to be. Now, I agree with Elias, too. I always wonder about NIL issue. Does some guy tell him, hey, you're not going to have to play defense against Zach Edey. I'm going to make you a superstar, and I'm going to pay you $250,000. I always wonder about that, especially with basketball players.
I don't know what his personal life is. I don't know what he's dealing with his family, but in terms of his professional prospects, Jonas Adu just made the biggest mistake of his life.
I totally agree. I think you've got a mentor there. It would be the equivalent of you or I having, I don't know, pick a name, one of the greatest broadcasters of all time. And he's got that guy to lean on and learn from. Is it going to be fun along the way? No. But do you think Grant Williams looks back on his time at Tennessee and says, that wasn't as fun as I wanted it to be? Heck no.
No, he looks, as a matter of fact, he talks about how intense Barnes was and how tough it was on him, but he's so thankful for it. That's why he's an NBA player. This was a huge mistake by Jonas Adu. Rick Barnes wanted to develop him. And this is what happened. I'm just going to say it. I think Jonas Adu played soft against Purdue. He got mentally taken out of the game. And then he's mentally soft, so he got wrecked on Vol Twitter. And he saw Vol Twitter come at him, and he couldn't handle that Vol Twitter was coming at him. So he bolted in the portal. I think it's that level of being that level of mentally weak. And he bolted instead of trying to toughen up and work with the coach and Rick Barnes, who, again, I still say I don't know if Rick Barnes is ever the coach that can win you a national title because of his development of players. But he does develop players. And he was going to develop Jonas Adu.
But see, here's the moment that I think you and I differed on our opinion of Adu. Like, I'd seen that body language before. And while it had some success, especially shooting from the elbow, and that changed Tennessee's offense at times, I just didn't have long-term faith in him. I think you did. I turned out to be right in this one, but goodness knows, I'm wrong a million times. I just didn't have a lot of faith in him for whatever reason, just body language and the whole nine yards.
Yes, but that's because he was soft. I feel like you can maybe develop mental toughness.
I thought he was soft before then, I guess is the point I'm making.
To give you a quick example, just to bring this up, because you can develop toughness. And a great example of this is the story of the Bad Boy Pistons and the Jordan rules wasn't about Michael Jordan. It was about Scottie Pippen because they knew Scottie Pippen was too mentally soft to be able to take over the game if they took Jordan out of the game. Well Scottie Pippen, yeah, there was. Scottie Pippen was not, unlike Jonas Adu, he couldn't just hit the portal. He wasn't a free agent. He was under contract, so he was stuck with the Bulls. So he was just forced to get better. And guess what? He got mentally tougher. And because he got mentally tougher, the Bulls became dominant. I mean, that's really what happened.
Can I share this with you? This is from my basketball source, and I'm just gonna read it straight from my source, who gives me some great basketball info. So I guess we're going to be hitting the portal pretty hard. The only problem with that is Coach Barnes' system's not built for a lot of portal players. I don't pretend to know hoops as well as you, Caleb. I don't pretend to know hoops as well as that guy that's texting me that I can't tell you who it is. But let me ask you, what does he mean by that? I think I know, but I think it's the fact that you need to be in this offense or you need to be in this system for a year or two before you really start to blossom, correct?
That's what it's meant. I think it is.
And you can totally disagree with it if you want.
Yeah, I think that's a misread on Barnes. And the reason I think that's a misread is because if you look at Barnes' track record, his teams have miserably failed with one-and-done players in the past. That does not mean that you have to be in the system for a few years. The problem is one-and-done players are just too immature to play for Barnes at the time. You get a portal guy that's a veteran. Yeah, they could be a one-and-done, but they're a veteran, so they may actually be much more mature to play for Barnes and they could thrive in the system. Dalton Knecht was one-and-done. I think he worked out pretty good, guys. So I think
That's what SD Scout guys is saying as well, who follows South Carolina. See, Arkansas and Kentucky fans, we can be nice to all kinds of fans. We love different fans. Yeah, Dalton.
First of all, Arkansas and Kentucky fans, if you think we're biased to Tennessee, you don't know us. We've gotten a lot of hate from Tennessee fans on our show over the years.
Quite a bit. So, well, I think this is going to be one of those instances, and we've all got those in our lives, right, where we look back and you kind of regret it. And I think Jonas Adu, one day when he's 30, 35, and his career's wrapping up, maybe it's in Europe or wherever it is, because I think he's good enough to play at that level, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I think he'll look back and say, man, I should have done the hard thing, should have stuck with Rick Barnes because he was really helping me. I hope that's not the case. I hope he does fantastic, just like I hope the same for Joe Milton, as a matter of fact. But
by the way, I agree. And Dave and I are very, we're not like, oh, stick with the program and commitment and loyalty. No, it's about what's best for you. But Rick Barnes was what's best for Jonas Adu. For instance.
No, like there are 15,000 quarterbacks that needed to get the heck out of Dodge.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. He's on our show. I'm going to say it. When Buzz Peterson was hired, Ron Slay should have got the heck out of Dodge. And he should have gone to he should have gone and played for Tom Izzo. And he may not like me saying that. I love Ron, but I think that I think he was stuck in a bad situation his last couple of years and a heck of an All-American player stuck in that situation.
And that may be reason enough for us to have him on one more time.
Michael Jordan, but he got to play. I wonder if Michael Jordan ever came around. We could ask him that.
Because Michael Jordan was around the program all the time because Buzz Peterson was just fantastically great.
Also, Tony Harris never should have committed to Tennessee because Jerry Green wasn't the right coach for him. And you know that, Dave. You talked about it a lot. Jerry Green wasn't the right coach. But Rick Barnes is the right coach for Jonas Adu. And unless Tom Izzo takes Jonas Adu, which, by the way, ain't happening. Tom Izzo ain't taking Jonas Adu. Unless he does, I'm going to say he made a mistake. Now, if he goes to Michigan State, Dave, we stand corrected. But he's not going to Michigan State.